Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited about today's program. As you've been watching VFN TV, you know, we've shared many times that what God is showing us prophetically is that we're entering a season where it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And we've talked about some of the things that are going to be happening in terms of the economy, what God showed us about just collapse, things that are happening right now in the Middle East with ISIS and some of the wars, and with even what's happening with Iran and Israel, and even turmoil in our own country. I mean, some are even saying that this summer could be the days of rage. But at the same time, God is doing some amazing, amazing things. So we've been praying at the end of our program, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And not just us, but many believers are believing and contending for an awakening in our nation. And if you've been watching our program here recently, we've been discussing about Azusa Now, what just took place April the 9th, 2016 in Los Angeles Coliseum, a gathering of nearly 100,000 believers coming together for prayer, for repentance, for racial reconciliation, and believing God to move like he did in Azusa Street Revival 110 years ago, an outpouring of God's Spirit that will sweep across the country and the world. At the same time, the same day, clearly across the nation, there was another event called United DC 16. 30,000 ministers from all over the country gathered to do the very same thing, to repent, to pray, to seek God, and to believe him for a third great awakening. Well, there's a convergence of what God is doing, not just on both sides of the country, but it's slapped right in the middle of the country. People were crying out. We need God. We need a move of the Spirit. And right now, what's happening in the nation's mall, you may not even be aware of it, it's called David's Tent DC. You know, in the Bible, nearly, 3,000 years ago, King David set up the Ark of the Covenant inside of a tent, hired some musicians, hired some singers for 24 hours, 7 days a week, just prayer and worship. Well, it's happening now in our nation. It's an amazing movement. And guess what? They started it back in 2012. And right now, they started a new movement, 424 days. It started September 11th, 2015, and it's going to go all the way to November the 8th, 2016. 24 hours, 7 days a week of worship to the King of Kings on the nation's mall. I want you to watch this.
Hi, I'm Jason Hershey coming to you from the National Mall here in Washington, D.C., right beside the Washington Monument. Just to give you a sense of a gravity for where I am right now, the Lincoln Memorial is right there, the White House is there, Capitol Building over my shoulder this way, and the Jefferson Memorial over my shoulder back this direction. And right here on this very land, I want to announce to you that on September the 11th, we're starting David's Tent D.C. that will run continuously 24/7 for 424 days straight through until November 8th, the next presidential election in 2016. This sidewalk that goes back and forth on the National Mall is actually the most trafficked sidewalk of all of the monuments. And the tent being right beside there is going to be great for evangelism opportunities. If you're not familiar with the story of David's Tabernacle, I wasn't either for many years. It was several years ago, I was in a time of fasting and prayer for the United States, just crying out to God, God, what can I do? God, what can I do that would turn this nation's heart back to you, Jesus? And the story of David's Tabernacle gripped my heart. If you're not familiar with the story, basically what happened was when King David was king in Jerusalem, he set his palace up there, he brought the Ark of the Covenant in, put it under a tent, the Ark of the Presence of the Lord, under a tent right beside the palace, and he hired 4,000 musicians and 288 singers. They were put in watches around the clock. Their full-time job was to pray specifically in song around the clock, 24/7, 365, as ministry unto the heart of the Lord. I was stirred by this story, and I thought, man, we have got to do this in America. We have tens of thousands of churches all over America. Let's set up a tent in our capital city and do what no nation has done in the past 3,000 years. Well, for the last three falls, just across the street here at the White House Ellipse, we put up a tent there for 40 days. This past fall, we did it for 50 days. Last fall, in 50 days, 225 different worship teams came, signing up in these two-hour watches around the clock, one worship team after the next, to bring a 50-day continuous love song to Jesus. Well, at the end of last year's David's Tent, we began to converse with the Park Service, and this is what's opened the door for us to now do it 365 around the clock. Right here with a sense of the whole city around us, we want to lift up this love song to Jesus. Psalms 22:3 says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, that the Spirit of God will dwell in our praise, and a sense of this whole capital city will begin to revolve around Jesus. We honestly believe that this tabernacle of David is God's invitation for our nation to run into him. So Amos 9:11, an address that's very significant for America because of 9:11. In Amos chapter 9, verse 11 says, "In that day, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David." And I want to suggest to you that that day is this day.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
And we know that if he is lifted up, that he will draw all men unto himself.
And to you all, Jesus be the glory. Jesus be the glory.
Isn't this so exciting? I am just so excited and pumped up. I hope that you are too. Because listen, this is just one man who had a dream. He just cried out to God in his abiding time and said, "I want to do something to turn my nation back to you." And look, 24 hours, 7 days a week, just worship to the King of Kings.
24/7 worship,
yeah,
in the nation's capital. How amazing is that?
I just think how powerful that is. And it's just like one man had a willingness to just say, "I just want to do something." And it's just, he's looking and looking, and of all places, let's just set it up right next to the White House.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, just all you need is a dream, right?
That's right.
If you just believe God and step out and do what God's called you to do, what he burdens you on your heart.
Amen.
And then look at why you can't do it. Listen, you and God are a majority. And it's just so inspiring.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, one person said, "I want to do this. God, I want to do this for you." And look what's happening. The unity of the body of Christ. So many are coming to D.C. to worship, to pray, to be a part of this. But it just didn't happen. And I think it's really remarkable. You saw Hershey. He was sitting right in front of the Washington Memorial. And that memorial, I mean, there's so much talk about, you know, God in the public square and the separation of church and state. Listen, that was never designed to keep, you know, God out of the public square. It's a whole different perspective in all that. But just the Washington Memorial alone, on the capstone of the Washington's memorial is the Latin words, Laus Deo. You know what it says? It says, "Praise be to God." It's proclaiming praise be to God. And in honor of George Washington, by the way, that's why you don't see a skyline in Washington, D.C., because they don't build any buildings higher than the Washington Monument. And I think prophetically,
that's
because
wild.
The praise be to God is going to be the highest thing in Washington, D.C., and it's happening right now. But we look at these events, Steve, oftentimes, and we say, "Oh, wow, look, this is so awesome," and they're doing 424 days. But we often forget that things oftentimes start in seed form. You know, you just have to start. You just got to get started. You got to say, you know, "We're going to do it," and don't worry about, you know, a lot of the things that people try to worry about. Say, "We're just going to obey God."
Yeah.
And so this whole movement started for the David's Tent in D.C. in 2012. And I want you to just see a little bit of the history and how it all got started. Watch this.
Well, yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're going to strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry, just praise for 40 days.
It's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praised before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7.
It's unheard of.
Being a part of David's tent has been a real privilege.
David's tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
It's the presence by the palace in the capital city.
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast work.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Wow. Listen, on the nation's capital, there is a tent of David.
Yes.
Where worship is going to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, who knew? Who knew this was going on?
Well, I think about it too. It's just like, when has this ever been done in the history of every nation other than the fact of David actually doing it in the presence next to the Lord? And it's just like, this is what God is doing, and the excitement of just people responding. And I love how the scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And if we would worship him, God will draw all people to himself. And it's just like, to see what God is doing, it's like, this is exciting.
Well, God inhabits the praises of his people, but we're seeing a convergence of the merging of the prayer movement, worship, intercession, you know, a call to repentance.
Humility. Yes.
It's all coming together. Yes. And it's like one cry. It's time for a spiritual awakening. And so many right now are pressing in and saying, I want to see God move in my generation. Mm. I want to see God move in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life. I want God to move now in America. And if that's you, continue to watch VFN TV as we continue to share with you all the different things that are happening and what God is doing, because it's exciting.
It's now.
You know, believe God in your city, in your area, in your town. Believe him in your own neighborhood. People want to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just amazing.
What I think about how many times that we've talked about revival, how many times we've talked about the great awakenings, and you look at these men and women that God used mightily in their faith, and it's just like we often forget that they were normal people that were just desperate and hungry for God's presence in their life. And it's just like, that can be you. Why can't that be you? And it's just like, you're talking about your neighbor, and it's like, I want that in my life. I want to see this. And it's like, we're seeing the beginning of this, and it's like,
I mean,
invigorating.
Think about all the technology that is present today. And I think that so many times we get so distracted by so many shiny objects, whether it be social media, the phone, all these different things. What would happen if besides fasting food, we fast social media, we fast the, you know, getting on the cell phone and just devote that time to prayer and spending time with the Lord, having an encounter with Jesus. He will literally change your life.
He will.
I want you to see kind of the story behind the story as Jason Hershey begins to talk about, hey, how did this happen? You know, they needed to get a permit and just how God began to open the doors for the whole David Tent DC to happen. Watch this.
Yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're going to strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry, just praise for 40 days.
it's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praised before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7.
It's unheard of.
Being a part of David's Tent has been a real privilege.
David's Tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
Is the presence by the palace in the capital city?
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast worship.
As we were worshiping, we would just see the helicopters fly in, pick up President Obama, fly out, flew directly over the tent, and it got pretty loud.
It's not really something that can be easily explained. That just kind of blows all the circuits in your brain. But it's a really good feeling.
And the foolishness of lavishing our affection on Jesus, it's going to change the world.
You know, David's Tent, the story starts in the prayer closet, but second to that, it actually starts right here, the Faith in Action building. And I met with Reverend Mahoney, actually right here in this living room. We had joked about the White House ellipse.
Jason came up to me and I heard a request I've never heard before, and that was, can you get a permit for 40 days and nights of continuous praise and worship? It's unheard of. Everything's gone. Lincoln Memorial, gone. The mall, gone. McPherson Square, gone.
Gone.
Gone. Gone. Gone.
So God had one place that he chose all the tribes to come together to worship him and where he would dwell. David, he's the guy. King David, generations later, that finally X marks the spot. He conquers the land from the Jebusites, which is now known as Jerusalem, sets up his palace there, and he brings the Ark of the Presence of the Lord into Jerusalem, where God desires to dwell. Puts the Ark underneath a tent right beside his palace, and finally, it's like in the heart of God, you can just sense this, oh, I'm home. I'm central. This is where I desired to dwell the whole time. And then David goes one step further and he hires over 4,000 musicians, singers, and worshipers to specifically minister to the Lord in song, day and night, continuously, 24/7, for the rest of the 33-year length of his reign in Jerusalem.
You name any place that the National Park Service had, it was gone. And then suddenly out of the back room, Reverend Mahoney, the ellipse is open. And I mean, are you kidding? Like, it's never open. You can never do anything there. And that actually is connected to White House property. People apply for the permits a year ahead of time. And this was several months before the election.
Amazing.
White House property.
In the backyard. In the backyard.
Wow. Talking about just the favor of God, just opening up doors.
You think God's into this?
Yes.
You think God is into worship 24/7, seeking the heart of God, giving him the praise that he deserves?
Think about how much faith that is probably giving you right now. It's just like, what dreams is God speaking to you right now? It's just like, God, what do you want to do? To all of a sudden, someone says yes, and he gives you the property of the White House.
And what you're seeing, what you're seeing is a convergence of the ages. Because, I mean, think about this. This started, I mean, the sacred assembly that Promise Keepers had, 1 million of the fathers coming to the nation's mall, biggest event up at, you know, to this point, I think it was like 4 million men. And
powerful.
I was there, Pat was there, Greg was there, and we repented. I mean, you could hear a pin drop, Steve, when we just had these moments of silence. 4 million men on the nation's mall. And then they had the call with Lou Engle. It's like the fathers in, you know, in Malachi, where God's turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And now you have this D.C., you know, David's Tent.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.